tale. This is a tale about three sisters. What's funny is that they actually end up having tails. Munya was one of the sisters' names. She lived on an island with her two sisters, Roxy and Kanaya, along with her mother. Munya and her family were celebrating her 16th birthday. Her mother said,
Munya, I give you the gift of freedom for your birthday. I know I've always been strict, but you're growing up and becoming more responsible for yourself.
The three sisters loved to wander around and discover new things. One sunny afternoon, the sisters were exploring the caves and caverns of the island. Even though they heard their mom calling, they kept going on.
Girls, it's time for dinner.
As they walked, one of the sisters, Kanaya, tripped and suddenly disappeared. Munya and her other sister, Roxy, turned to where Kanaya had been standing and saw the most deadly snake on their island.
I come with your fate. Listen to what your mother says.
When she turned back, her sister Roxy was gone too. Munya did not know what to do, so she started to run. As she ran, she tripped over a root in the ground and fell into a deep opening. Munya opened her eyes and looked around.
Where is everybody?
Munya, you're okay.
Where's Kanaya?
I'm over here.
Wow, look at the walls. They're glowing. It's time for us to go. Come on, we could try to come back tonight.
Fine.
Although it was hard, Kanaya chipped away at the dirt until she discovered a tunnel. The three sisters ran all the way home. Their mother was worried sick.
Where were you?
At the beach. We just didn't hear you calling.
Listen to what I say. Today is the last day.
What was that?
Oh, that was nothing.
Oh, I was worried sick about you girls.
After they ate dinner and their mother was asleep, the three sisters crept down the stairs and out the door. They ran, trying to find the cave.
Where's the cave?
It's right here.
Kanaya often overlooks things.
I know, right?
Then Roxy pushed Munya down the hole.
Whoa!
Next, it was Roxy's turn.
Whee!
Hey, Roxy, look at this shell.
Cool! I have one too.
Hey, count me in.
You know, if Mom catches us, we'll get in huge trouble. She told us not to explore without permission.
She told you, not us.
Hey, do you guys hear that?
What she heard was the sound of rocks falling as the cave started to collapse. The only way out was to jump in the water because it went under the cave and out into the ocean. The three sisters jumped into the water.
I gave you your fate, and you have disobeyed. Now you have to suffer the consequences, because I am the goddess of the sea.
If you've always wondered why there are seashells on the beach, it is because when the sisters jumped, they had their three seashells in hand and instantly became mermaids. It was their fate for not listening to their mom. Now every night when the moon rises, the three sisters get legs and scatter seashells on the sand, trying to send a message for help. Munya should have listened to her mom and asked permission. Now she and her sisters are paying the price.
I should have listened to the snake.
We hate our lives now.